السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Intensifying drone strikes to prepare the stage for Belosa's so-called humanitarian truce. Translated. After a related claim in the recent period, the Rapid Support Forces intensified their drone attacks over the past few days, most of which were concentrated in Khartoum State, especially in the South Omdurman area, Jabal Awliya, and Wadi Sayyidna military base, north of Omdurman, and finally targeting Khartoum International Airport yesterday, Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. In White Nile State, drones shielded the Kinana Sugar Factory, and in the East Al Jazeera area, a drone targeted a house of the commander of Sudan's Shield Forces, Abu Akla Kekel, killing his brother and some members of his family. In the city of Al Ubaid, the drone shelling caused destruction to parts of television buildings in addition to other areas. This escalation and intensification of drone strikes, especially in Khartoum State, which has become the headquarters of the Council of Ministers and had begun recovering from the devastating catastrophic war that struck it, comes simultaneously with renewed talk about a humanitarian truce being prepared by setting the stage through terrorizing the safe residents so that people accept it, even if it comes against their will. Massad Boulous, advisor to the American president for the Middle East, has repeatedly spoken from time to time in every meeting and forum about the issue of humanitarian truce, the same one recommended by America through the Quartet in September 2025. It seems that the time has come to implement it in order to block the path before the other side in the ongoing conflict in Sudan, namely the European-British side, which has been active since the Berlin Conference on Sudan last April. That side does not merely want a truce, but rather a comprehensive solution that would make its civilian agents rulers instead of America's military men. The immediate truce that America speaks about is only between the army and the rapid support forces. It is not a comprehensive solution. Rather, it is the entrenchment of the current reality, which we call the Libyan scenario, namely the existence of two governments, following a truce that entrenches a state of neither war nor peace for the longest period possible. What leads us to affirm this is the entry of the United Nations into the line, being one of the tools of American policy. News reports stated that the United Nations expressed deep concern over the escalation of drone attacks in Sudan, warning against continuing to endanger civilians and infrastructure. It renewed its emphasis on the necessity for the conflict parties to respect international humanitarian law, protect civilians and civilian infrastructure, and allow humanitarian aid to reach those in need continuously and without obstacles. The talk about allowing humanitarian aid access is in fact intended to mean the American truce. Indeed, we in Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Sudan have continuously warned against the American plan seeking to fragment Sudan by gradually serving Darfur through slow-burning tactics, patience, and calculated steps. Therefore, the people of Sudan must block the road before America and its agents by preventing it from implementing its conspiracies in Sudan and by working with the sincere sons of the Ummah to establish the Second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, which will unite Sudan with the rest of the Muslim lands and cut off the roots of the disbelievers. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.